Welcome to the White House Family Spoken Novels Podcast, episode 156. Today we're reading chapter 48 of the novel and family drama Just Won't Stop, book 3, by Daniel White III with his wife, Marika White. What? Knowing not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? 1 Corinthians 6:19. Mother Montague, how have you been doing? Jonathan asked. Hello, Jonathan. You sound cheerful this morning, his mother-in-law said. It's a great day to be alive. I was really going to speak with Monica. Her phone just keeps ringing. How has she been doing? She probably left her phone up in her room. Anyway, she's doing great, and guess what? She really misses you. Is that so? She sure doesn't sound like it the few times I've spoken with her, Jonathan replied. Oh, she's just trying to act tough. Women are good at that, so don't let it fool you. Anyway, let me go get her. She's teaching the children on the back patio. We've been having some sunshiny days. Monica hurried to the phone. Hello, she said. Hello, Monica. How's everything going with you and the children? Jonathan asked. All's going well. How about with you? As good as can be. I really miss you and the children. I wish you all were here, Jonathan said. So when do you plan on coming back? Monica hesitated. I want to come back, but you know how strongly I feel. It's a signed contract. I can't just drop out like that, Monica said. Joshua can help you get out of it if you push hard enough, Monica said. You know, just last night I was in bed, thinking about the pact we made to resolve any problems between us as soon as the problems arise, and to be honest with each other no matter how uncomfortable things get. Well, I'm asking you to try to see things from my point of view. Jonathan thought for a while before speaking. Last night was my roughest night since you left. He shared with her about Melissa stopping by and the desires he started having for her. I never thought I would have such strong desires and be tempted to fill it with another woman. I know it was an awkward situation, and maybe I should not have let her in the house with your not being here. But I could not leave her out in that rain. Thank God it all worked out. Yeah, thank God, Monica said thoughtfully, as Sister Richardson's last words came to her mind. You may want to hurry on home to your husband. He's going on 2 weeks now, and he has some physical needs I'm sure he wants satisfied. Just remember, we're all sinners, and we're capable of falling into any sin. Playing it off, she said, are you sure that it was not just another setup by the Young Preachers Club reality show? Jonathan laughed. If it was, they failed once again. Taking on a more serious tone, Monica said, be careful, Jonathan. It would really break my heart if there was some scandal out on you and another woman. You don't have to worry about that, but I would have an even lesser temptation if you would come on back home. Even some of the women at the church are kind of becoming more friendly with me, Jonathan said. It's going on 3 weeks now, and that's a mighty long time for two young married people to be away from each other, don't you think? Monica remained silent. Well, I thank God for bringing me through that, Jonathan said with a sigh. I hope he'll bring you through your pride also, Monica said softly, trying to smother the guilt rising up within her. What did you just say? Pride. I hope God helps you overcome your pride problem, she repeated before changing the subject. Have you spoken with Pastor Richardson? Hold on, another call is coming in. I'm back. That was the church secretary asking us to pray for Pastor Richardson. He's at the hospital. The ambulance had to take him in, Monica said in a shaky voice. I just had a meeting with him and Sister Richardson yesterday. He was going to give you a call today. I'm going to let you go then, Jonathan said. I'm sure your mother would like to have the house phone free. If you all go out to the hospital, be sure to tell Sister Richardson I'll be praying for his recovery, and keep your phone on you. He's on complete bed rest and no visitors. This reminds me, I'm scheduled to preach at this 3-day preacher leadership conference in Louisiana in the next 2 days. In fact, Pastor Richardson was scheduled to preach also. I doubt if he will be able to make it now. I don't know, the secretary said he'll be out for a few days, Monica said. I would love for you to go with me to the conference. We'll be driving. I could swing by and pick you up. Our parents could watch the children while we make this a mini vacation, Jonathan said. Jonathan, my idea of a vacation, just you and me, is not a three-day preacher leadership conference, Monica said. Thanks for the invitation, but I think I'll just stay right here and view it via the internet if it's going to be live. If you don't mind, I need to get back to the children. I'll be praying for you all, and please think about all we just talked about. Bye, love you now. Give the children my love, Jonathan said. Yes, we love you too, Monica said. Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give him the pen by trusting him with the life he gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give him the pen by trusting him with the life he gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. 1. Accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 2. Accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." 3. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." 4. Accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9 and 13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner, and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." May God bless you until the next time.